Simon Amalus Yafei, Bein Am Ismoirim, Ha'il Hashem, Ha'kovet, Ha'meshir, Shalom L'chalodim. The Hafsekin between Baruch Shom Yishtabas are more lenient than Hafsekin between the Pirs. Kriya Shema, and therefore, in the middle of Sukkot Zimra, your ladder, Shalom L'chalodim, is a choshem of the person there that's demanding kovet, your ladder, be maktim, initiate, say Shalom to him. And if somebody says Shalom to you, you're allowed to answer him. Today, in their culture, generally, it's not knowing. People don't know, expect you to be masik. Even as a mechubit, a good person, it looks like you're masik in the middle of the psychic zim. And the Shabur brings that when you're saying Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, you should not be masik. Like we said before, if he has to be masik and he's towards the end of one of the problem of Tilim that he's saying, you should try to finish it off before he's masik. Also, the Magen Avraham says, and this man is there, we are not Rogel to give a shalom aleichem to the people in the middle of davening. One should avoid doing that. The be'emsa, a mizmor, when someone's in the middle of one of the mizmorim of the zimra, he's a shem nehira, he's afraid of somebody, and then if you want to give a shalom, he's right, actually initiating giving shalom. And he can answer the mea kovin. Yeah, the problem, how do we split it up? So, mehoidu ad omen v'hal l'ashem, because all is made up of a parasha, and then a whole bunch of other psukim. So that's one part from Tnuois to Baruch Elikim, from Melkein Lekomis to Al Geyim, Nashin Echis Lashem, Anichan Oloch. So one should look in, if it comes up. Then afterwards, it's the most simple, because each Halalukah and Ashrei is considered an independent thing. And from Baruch Hashem Ba'olam to Amen Ba'Amen, there's another thing, by Baruch David till Hashem Tefat Techa, is one quote. And then afterwards, after Hashem Levat, Vadecha till the Mayim Azim, which is Vayoshe, is one thing. A lot of Siddurim have the Choresim by Bris as a separate parsha, especially in the middle of the Pasuk. Just in certain places, when they had a Bris, they used to say that out loud. But that's all considered one parsha. And as Yoshe is considered the last part.